calling Rockfin Countertops. Please listen to the following options for the person you are trying to reach. For Charlie in sales, press 1. For Elizabeth in sales, press 2. For Trent in sales, press 3. For Bryce in sales, press 4. For Vic in accounting, press 5. For Sonia in accounting, press 6. For Amber in accounting, press 7. For Raj, press 8. Thank you for calling.
This is Raj.
Hi, Raj. This is Olivia from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Fine. How are you, ma'am?
Good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business. Looks like it was about 2.5 weeks ago, and it was based on some financing that you guys did with Spirit of Texas Bank in 2015. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, but I haven't seen anything. I mean,
It was direct mail. Yeah, direct mail. Like it's a blue envelope with a crown on it. Oh. Bank of Cardiff.
Okay. Where are you guys located?
We're in San Diego, and we are a private business bank, and we were able to pre-approve your business for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So I just wanted to see what projects you have in the pipeline if you need any financing.
Right now we're okay. I mean, you know, what is the $250,000 line of credit based on?
We based that on your GMB credit profile and that past financing that you did, and then so that's how we were able to pre-approve you for the $250,000.
Like based on receivables and something, or is it just a line of credit?
So it's a working capital. It's okay. You can access like a lot more. Generally, we're able to free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a fairly new program, and it's based off of sales.
Is it based off of like an SBA or something?
Oh, well, it's all based off of like your sales, and it's unsecured cash. Okay. So if you, like,
what's
are you looking?
What's the rate of interest on it?
It really just depends. We have a lot of programs, and it depends on like what you look like on paper and what you're looking to do. So how much like would you say that you need right now?
I mean, right now we have a line of credit, you know, that we have a $2.5 million line.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
It's based on, you know, receivables and receivables and inventory.
Yeah, and so with your line
and
of credit.
Sometimes, you know, we have concentrations and all of that, and, you know, so we can't use all of the line that we have.
Oh, no, definitely. And even if you, like, go up to 50%, it can raise some flags with the bank, and they can at any time just turn that line of credit into a payoff loan. So you have to be careful with how you use them.
We don't really have that issue, but mainly it's concentrations, you know, depending on the number of customers that we have. You know, we have a 25% concentration limit on the AR.
Okay, 25% concentration limit. I see.
So like no one customer can be more than 25% of our, you know, total receivables.
Oh, okay.
So due to that, sometimes we can't use all of our receivables.
That makes sense.
Even if we have, you know, a lot of receivables, we still, if it's only concentrated among one or two customers, then, you know.
Well, have you looked into, like, working capital at all? Because it sounds like it's something that would benefit you because we don't have those type of limits.
I mean, I've asked banks. I mean, but mostly typical banks don't have just capital, working capital without, you know, AR, AP, you know, or inventory supported, you know.
So ours is a little bit different. We just basically base it all off of sales and your top line revenue. So we can unlock roughly 10 to 15% of your top line revenue with unsecured cash. Like, what were your sales like last year?
14 million.
Yeah. So we could definitely get you like a lot to work with there if you need it.
Who do you guys lend to mostly?
To small, medium-sized businesses. So we have clients all around the country,
mm-hmm.
and in all sorts of industries. Well, we also do equipment financing, so that's more like a traditional loan.
Yeah.
But we do a lot of unsecured.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and send me an email, and I can get back with you on this.
Yeah. What's the best email to for you?
Rockfin, Rockfin.
Mm-hmm.
At rockfinonline.com.
Okay. Rockfin@rockfinonline.com. Perfect. And then I guess.
What's your average loan that you guys do? Not for equipment, but for working capital.
Oh, you know, it really just depends. We have so many different size businesses and so many in so many different industries that it would be hard for me to give you like an exact average. But we really do. We have clients that are very small amounts, and we have clients that have like really large amounts and different things like that. And we all just kind of base it on what you need. And so we really try and like look at your business and what your needs are, and you know, give you the best program available based on that.
Okay.
How would you rate your credit? Is your credit like good, bad, or somewhere in the middle?
Probably, I would say, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's around 7. Personal credit or company?
Company.
The company is good.
Well, good, good. Awesome. Yeah. Okay. And have you, and so you said you've looked elsewhere for funding. You just went with like traditional banks and they weren't able to give you any kind of capital, right?
Well, most of it is tied to AR and inventory.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, the only thing different that you're telling me is that you're not based off of AR.
No, not at all. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, those loans are, you know, the banks don't do that here.
They don't
do like a straight, you know, working capital loan of $500,000 or $1 million or something that is not tied to, you know, AR or, you know.
That's, I know we have a lot of clients that kind of run into the same issues there, and so we're definitely able to help them out. So do you say like when you can't get those like loans, does it kind of limit you in the number of clients you can take on?
Well, it's you know, right now we're okay. You know, we don't really, you know, need the money, but we would like to have the ability to, you know, have it, you know.
Yeah. You know what?
When we need to grow, you know, we can grow more confidently, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know what I think we should do, just to kind of, there's obviously no obligation, but if you want, we can get the ball rolling. I can send you over the application. All we really need for the application is, it's a one-page application, 6 months of your bank statements, and your most recent business tax return. And do you guys take credit cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, so then we'd also need 4 months of your credit card statements, your merchant processing statements. And then really, we can let you know in 24 hours, like what you would be qualified for, what programs.
So do we have to turn over our credit card receipts to you, or?
Just the 4 months of the merchant processing statements.
Okay, but this deal doesn't involve, like, us, you know, writing off our, you know, future credit card receipts to you, right?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay, it's not one of those things.
No.
Okay.
No, and so basically I can kind of let you know in 24 hours. I know you don't need the money now, but this would actually, like, in 24 hours we can let you know what you're approved for. And if you did need it, we could fund it in 48 hours, but... Basically,
yeah, send me an email and then let me look at it and see who you are, what you guys are. And,
perfect.
And if
okay.
It's something that we're interested in.
Awesome. I'll definitely do that right now. Okay.
Thank
okay. Bye. Thanks so much. Bye.